Lesson 21. Text A. Bill is very rude. Bill is in Victor's house, and he is sitting down. He is leaning back, and he has put his feet on the table. Bill is very rude. Would you mind taking your feet off the table, Bill?
Not at all, but I was very comfortable.
Do you put your feet on your own table?
No, I never do that.
Why not?
I don't want to mark my table, of course.
Well, will you please avoid marking mine?
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to buy a new table soon.
I hope to buy a new table, but I have to sell my old one first.
Would you please tell me how much you want for it?
How much do you think it's worth?
Not much. It's badly marked. I'll give you $10 for it.
Text B. The phone rang again. Mrs. Moore had worked hard all day at the office, and she was looking forward to a relaxing evening at home. Just as she walked in the door, the telephone began to ring. She dashed to answer the phone and found that the caller was a man trying to sell her some light bulbs. She refused and hung up the phone. She smelled dinner cooking and went in to see how her children were getting along with the meal. Everything was ready except setting the table, so Mrs. Moore went upstairs to change clothes. Just as she reached the head of the stairs, the telephone rang again. When Mrs. Moore answered it, she found out that her husband wouldn't be home for dinner. After she changed clothes, she went back downstairs to eat. During dinner, the phone rang twice. Her sister called to ask about the family, and a group wanted her to do some volunteer work. She and the children finished dinner and began cleaning up the kitchen. The phone rang again. The neighbors wanted to borrow the garden hose. After the kitchen was cleaned, Mrs. Moore sat down with a sigh to read while the children did their homework. The phone rang again. Without even answering it, Mrs. Moore called to her children, "Get ready! We're all going to a movie." "Great! But why?" "It seems that's the only way we can get away from this telephone." 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Billy's motorcycle shone in the afternoon sun and caught Billy's reflection in the fender. He had worked all summer to save enough money for this bike, and it was his, all his. He strapped on his helmet, slid the new black leather gloves over his hands, then threw one leg over the vinyl seat. There was a roar of the engine as he kicked it into motion, and suddenly there he was, speeding down the street on his motorcycle. Billy's little brother, Tommy, watched solemnly from the front door. Tommy was only 8 years old, but 8 was old enough, he thought, for someone to have his very own motorcycle. It didn't seem fair that Billy had a bike and Tommy didn't. So Tommy sat on the front porch, ate his candy bar, and brooded over the matter as he watched Billy slide around the corner. All he wanted was just one ride. When Billy discovered his bike missing the next morning, there was a widespread investigation by the police, his parents, and the neighbors. No one had seen the bike since the day before. As Billy walked off down the sidewalk, heading for the school bus, his attention was attracted by something black glaring at him from under a hedge. He approached slowly, then suddenly broke into a run. There, under the hedge, was his motorcycle, with one badly dented fender. He reached for the handlebars to pull it from under the bushes. When he retracted his hand, there was a familiar sticky substance on his fingers. Tasting the brown sweetness, Billy smiled secretly to himself. He knew he had discovered who had taken his motorcycle for a spin.